Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. All right. We are on today again on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am feeling out of place. My thoughts are in a turbulent setting because I never knew from I was growing up as a child. I'm only accustomed to a few things that I would consider to be surprising. But listen to me. I do understand certain things that is appalling to me. A few things, but not on the level of what I come to find out about what is called the United States. This is more frightening to me than many things that frightens me. What has happened in history about Europe? I always hear the word Europe, Europeans. But I am like I am expanding into this awe. Yeah, really. I'm expanding into this awe because I never know that monkey could turn human beings. I didn't know that coming from that level of life form on the planet Earth, that monkey could evolve into some kind of a human being and would destroy the human being species. Now, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Cripples my thinking to see white people to read the history that it is invasion causes the turbulent destruction of the indigenous people. It's the proper name, proper word for this civilized creation of people. How does it come out to this? Where you hear the head of these sodomites, homosexuals, is the Pope. Listen to me as carefully as you can, because listen, I am not making a joke. And if you have something superseding what I'm saying to tell me, here is a number to call me, because you know what? I don't feel all that good. But if you call me on this phone to talk something enlightening to me that, let's say, you know, I will be glad to hear the good news from you. Call me. 347-850-1358. You know, I understand that a lot of people just don't think well of me. My name is Tim Aldred. I come from Jamaica. There are just too many people who are afraid, and there are, you know, it gets worse and worse. Because people who are my own people that I did not expect to be like they are the humans and I am a ghost. I'm not a ghost. And my existence is known. And I'm known by quite a few people, but I have never been like public figure, but I have a few little books out there on Amazon. So my name is out there, but not in the popular sense. It's usually people who are probably, I would say, from my observation, people who have an interest in their existence, their human existence, then. Since I'm writing things and will, for most people, you know, it will be controversial. But I grew up in the church, you see. And the church is, Christianity is, as far as I know, like the Bible, from what I think, is the world's highest sale. The Bible sells more than any other. I mean, listen. It's bad when anybody with some kind of sense have to admit that the Bible is written by homosexuals. But most people around the world don't know that, because the white people are not counted for. All of them is homosexual culture. And how does that happen, that white people are so vastly separated and are put into different groups with different names? You know what I mean? How come? You today, we, yes. What I'm saying here is humanly devastating that I come to understand something happened on the planet of this magnitude that most people are just, you know, moving about from place to place, country to country, and, you know, or within one country, move around, and don't know. But something has happened that when I tell you, you should not ignore what I say without you look on what I say. When I tell you about the disease in the Western Hemisphere? You have to look at what I'm saying. How could so much people lose their mind? The African people, not the white people now. Let me set this straight. There are only two species in the world, is your textbook. Now, if you think it's okay to discount that, then what would you count and put in place for people to have a mental coherent view of the world? What would you give them? When knowing there are only two species, and the first species is hominid primates, okay? And they're coming along 3 to 4 million years ago, and they remained that way until they said they have some upgrading of the hominid to Homo erectus. Now, think about what I'm saying. Because if you're believing in the Bible and in Genesis and God and Jesus, His Son and all that kind of thing, look where we are today with that kind of a belief. This is a planet with pieces. And the first one is the hominid in the World History textbook. And when you look at how civilization, as you see it here today, where does it come from? Where civilization come from? It doesn't come from the white people, eh? Well, you can call them white people now, but they were not people before. How did they become people? If we decide that we're going to call them people. What happened? The World History textbook make it clear that they developed in Africa. You disbelieve it, right? You can disbelieve it as much as you want, because you will think that I don't know what I'm talking about. You can think that. However, I was not stupid enough to grow up in church, become an adult, and did not want to read to a point where I have fairly good satisfaction about what I know about the world. A lot of people with a lot more education than me don't know what a calendar is for. And don't have any idea about civilization and when civilization came on the earth. They're educated. They're schooled in one of many of those universities out there. But they wouldn't make it too far with me when it comes to civilization. They wouldn't be able to have a good argument with me, but they would know a lot of academic things and they celebrate Christmas and everything like that. Civilization has nothing to do with Christmas and church on Christmas and Jesus. Civilization don't have anything to do with Jesus. There was a time I did not know that. I did not. And I can tell you, I end up finding out is something that when I was younger, I'll say that, I did not know. I did not know these things, because at that time, up till I was age 27, I was reading on the fourth grade level. And of course, I was not bright, like I make known before. I was not a, what you call it, like a, you know, those a word for the young children, that they are bright. You can tell that they begin to have their brain begin to like do really good things. You know, they are, you know, if they are singing, you know, they are like very mature at an early age. And there are other things that they are good at doing, academic knowledge that they have. So I am not someone who had, you know, a whole lot of academic power and all that kind of thing. No, I mean, yeah, really, my fourth grade reading didn't take me very far to understand simple mathematics. It's a fact, I'm telling you that. So my interest into wanting to read, of course, Jamaica is not a place of civility, because it is a slavery place. It was slavery that put Jamaica on the map. And I am a product of African blood being in Jamaica by slavery transaction. Now, so I leave from one slavery settlement to, which is Jamaica, to America, that is another slavery settlement. And it appears now that Jamaica went under the same kind of experience like America. And in what way am I talking? I'm talking about in the sense that the African people reached the Western world and settled in these places. Right? So if you talk about anywhere in the Western world, we African people who had no other challenge from any form of humanity. And especially like in the first 50, in the past 50,000 years, we were the only ones in the Western Hemisphere. Think that is a lie? Go check it out. The history textbook is what tells me that. That 100,000 years ago, some of us, not every one of us, Chinese and all of these ethnic group of people from South Africa we come from. That's where our creation began, in South Africa. So it so happens that somebody backward like I am, I'm not saying it for joke, because somebody might think that I got so interested in history and so, I mean, and the fact is, I did not know anything about history. And when I came to America, I didn't know America was populated by our people. I wasn't hearing anybody talking about that. But, you know, once you are not enlightened about certain things, you will always think in the dark. And a lot of time, believe a lot of things that not never happen like that. And you will never know unless you are somebody who become interested to know things and you start to read and you turn out to be somebody who accumulates certain amount of information. Well, that's about the picture with me. And it is amazing how somebody who didn't do well when they are young growing up and later on things happen, they become exposed to certain things such as history or that you can sing or another type of art, your athletic and something like that, and then you just fend and develop into a craft, a knowledge. Now I am in a state of mind now where see like how the white people they come and scatter their disease on us. We never have it in South Africa, where we were created. See, they write a Bible or tell us erroneous nonsense about the way we were created. Why the white people do that? So we have a picture now where white people are educated, they're this and they're that, and we are nothing. But they don't have a world history textbook telling you about them. First, that they have done a lot of wrong to us. But what about them? They can write history about us and them, but it is only where they say they are Americans. And that's not the place of origin that everybody know white people come from. They're European. Everybody know that. But yet still, they know to like turn around the picture of their origin to where we not supposed to know. We are not supposed to know where white people come from. We're not supposed to know their species. Even though it's written in the World History textbook, they don't expect that we must know where they come from. I want you to think about what I'm saying. When, you know what? Jamaica has, you know, now built up quite a bit, and they have good TV and radio and, you know what I mean? Like, built up to, you know, quite different from when I grew up in Jamaica. But Jamaica become just like America. Yeah. Because these sodomites make sure that we don't come after anything. They would create, they have created a situation where certain group of them look like they were always wealthy from the beginning of time. You know what I mean? You know that the Pope is a European sodomite. You know that because one of them the other day gave up the Pope position. Right? And they're always in the news for people who are interested to know Catholic is and Roman Catholic and the nuns and stuff like that. But we don't know much about their real origin. You see. And it is going to be, it is very difficult to find out about white people and their origin. But now you need to know about their origin because most of us don't know, and it is imperative that we know who are criminals. Shut up. We know that they are criminals, but we can't pay no attention. Listen to what I'm saying. Who don't know that white people are the one who's fighting wars? Go to Syria, go to Saddam Hussein, Iraq, and all cover every place that we settle down. Right? And some of the very, what we call intelligent white people from Europe, they carry them all the way around the Western Hemisphere and take over all of these we have from like 50,000 years ago, and they now are just coming to the Western world now and go everywhere we are and kill our people up. That's what they do. We know that. And when I say that, why does it sound like somebody just hearing it the first time or they have never heard it? Why? 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 They are homosexual. When I came to America, 1973. I was Christian. Yes, I was Christian. And I can tell you, the world was Christian. That's how bad it is. Because I grew up with Christmas season. And the world is like Santa Claus. Now, I didn't know that Christianity was something rotten stink. Christianity is a rotten, stinking concept about the world and the people in there. I didn't know. And it would be quite a while, because these white hominids, they are so large, right? And we did not know. They kept the sodomy quiet for quite a while. And when I came to America, because in Jamaica, I didn't know no sodomite. 1973. No, I heard very little that something like that exists. In Jamaica, I didn't know much of anything about that. So it was like non-existent, because I didn't know for real if anything like that exists. And I didn't know that with white people possess us or dispossess us and begin to control us with slavery. Me not knowing that don't open me up to understanding anything like that. But there were some signs there that if you don't come face to face with some good knowledge about it, you're not going to know. You're in the dark. But they were not the first to be in any part of the Western Hemisphere. We were here many thousands of years. It's like the lowest I've ever heard, because I guess people travel around with not the exact information, but it's in the thousands. Like at least they say 15, 30 to 50,000 years we settled down in the Western Hemisphere. And remember, these white people, these sodomites, European sodomites that we're talking about, I tell you that they developed in Africa. And 1.5 million years ago, in this World History textbook, it tells you, when they are renowned now as a higher improved species, right? Called Homo erectus. They according to them, when they were leaving Africa to go into Europe, they make it, the history says, they were Homo erectus when they were leaving. So I suspect that they're lying about they became they go through a higher they develop like into a higher level themselves, the hominid. The hominid. That's their species. Okay? So, what I'm saying, that we don't know what causes African indigenous people and those who, well, indigenous, whether it's you're in Africa or in the Western Hemisphere, we are indigenous because we are first created. It doesn't matter where we live now. But why can't we, why did we lose control of ourselves for these things that I am telling you? Because we were created human beings, not them. Not them. And if you're there and you're out in Jamaica there and you're listening to me, I hope you're listening good, because I don't forget that I was born in St. Catherine out there, in the woods up there. Okay? I know when rain falls, and especially when it's a good sum of water settle up and we are to walk those streets, I understand what that is. Okay? What I'm trying to tell you now is that we who grow up in Jamaica, we don't know exactly how we existed. Okay? And I have to say, our experience in church and what we are taught is proof that we don't know. So if you are something today, whether you're a millionaire or whatever it is, and you come from Jamaica, your experience is not one, even if you are educated at UWI University, UWI, if you're still going to church, you're an educated idiot. And not an insult, but it's the truth. Because though you have that so much education, but you're going to church and you're reading the Bible and you believe in the Bible. And if you believe in the Bible, you would have set a perception in your mind that you're well off, you know, with all the education you have and the things you do for a living and stuff like that. You think that you are just okay, and you look at other Jamaicans who are less fortunate, that you are, you know, what the higher level of society, you're not the middle, you know, and you're on top. But I'm saying to you, what you don't know is that the white people, or, you know, the Europeans, they mess around with us and turn us idiots. How does it happen? I know it's going to be a long story and much to sort out. But it happened, though. Look at us. You can see that something is wrong with us. And you will think that the church that we grew up in and stuff like that, and we were christened in church and stuff. You think all those things are true? They're not true. They are not true. So if you sit there and go into church and feel like, okay, you're graduating this university and that, and maybe not in Jamaica University, but you can go abroad and go, get, you know, you think you in England, you go on the, you get education into the into British University. Well, you know, renowned and respected. You don't know who these brute beasts means from. You don't know. And unless something happened to tear our mind's eye open, we will never know who we are as indigenous African people. So you can stay there and see how we constantly going down and away from ourselves. We now accustomed to our own people doing the same evil things the Europeans do. And it is such a confusing type of thing to think about it and make sense of it. It's difficult. But I've been through the confusion part of it and able to get to where I can simplify the confusion part and able to see the clarifying part of where we are in time. So somebody may just don't want to pay what I'm saying any attention because, you know, I may not be able to say things like in the way those with the PhD would say it. As far as I'm concerned, I didn't have a PhD. And my brother with a PhD, he was never going to see himself like, you need to help Tim, or you need to help Paul or Lester, James. No, he don't see himself that way. He sees himself as, you know, I mean, this guy from what you call it, one of their university in England is. But by now, they look on England like England is exalted beyond and even, you know, England and the United States is like they are brothers and sisters because they left from England when they were stealing everything into slavery time, and, you know, the big shot of them, they go and take over England because we are the ones who first founded England, we indigenous. They don't call us indigenous people for nothing. And it's only because they are not willing to say we were created by the Elohim. See what they write in the Bible about Elohim and turn off and talk about monotheism, God, and all them kind of nonsense. We will be forever confused about the origin of the world and the people in there. Yeah. So they are able to, like, do all these evil stuff right in front of our eyes and we can't do nothing about it the way they arrange up the world. I know they keep down indigenous people that we can't move. We cannot move. And they're ready to kill you if you show yourself to be, especially if they think they cannot manage you, They do whatever can do to kill you. Bob Marley's and all these guys, they're all, you know, I mean, pinned or branded as people who they kill. You see? And Jamaica is a place that they take guns and all them things down there and give to people. And the Siago apparently seemed to be an agent, Siago, to help destroy Jamaica. Because they don't want us to become African and indigenous people as been created by two blood, the Elohim and the Sapien blood. They don't want us to develop that type of knowledge where they cannot control us. So this is the problem now. Is the problem now. And see them? Look. White people, as far as I can see, the reason why they will not continue for much longer, their time is up, and the kind of stuff that they are going on with, it will not be tolerated at all in civilization. Civilization is going to spit them out. Civilization, you watch what is going on for real. And all of these African people who is out there working for the white people, they're stifled. Stifled. They managed to get in the United States, come from many other places, right? Yes, they do. And the way these European style place, the way they separate groups, and you know, they go into a lot of psychology as to how to manage the world and the people in here. Yeah, that's what they do. They don't realize that, you know, trees grow from a seed. And they are no different that what they set up off something that has been foundation, that has been laid, not before their time, that they've been in Africa and went and settled in Europe. Because civilization came about when they are in Europe. Yeah. The gods and all that they have established on planet Earth. They were in Europe. Because it is now 1.5 million years since they left Africa and go up into Europe. People must listen and understand, because you see what happened in Libya the other day? Do you see what happened in Libya? Now, I don't think, this is an opinion that I have from observation, I do not think if Gaddafi was in Libya, they would have fallen victim of such a tragedy. That's one of the big ones. Hillary went to Gaddafi over there, and they kill him. And when the story is, they go kill him because they did not want him to do certain thing he has every right to do. It was for the good of his own people. And no, they cannot afford for him to do it. This is the kind of power that these faggots have. And here we are. You don't have any of us with any power to, like, and that's what Africa is supposed to do. Is to, if it happened in old time where we had full ancestors, now, we have enlightenment now. We have enlightenment now. You hear me talking here? And I don't have no this, no that, but I can talk what I see and sense, right, without any fear, because I'm not going to have any fear for these sodomites. You know, I will depend on the Elohim, just like Lot depended on those two Elohim in his house that these fucking ass white people wanted out of his house to do what they want. When they wrote in the Bible that Lot offered his two daughters, homosexuals, into the Lot account there, Genesis 19, right? And they refuse. His daughters. They said, no, we want these two guys inside here because we want their body to fuck. They want Lot's two visitors to fuck their asshole. We got to talk it the way it is because they are using us to dumb down. They're using us to dumb down. Don't talk. Don't say nothing. We gonna do that, we don't have anything. Nothing to preserve us. Because we're afraid to talk what these sodomites now think everywhere in the world is theirs. Now, I started off to talk and say, the way I feel. And I don't go around and make mischief at all. I don't make mischief. It's quite a few years now. And my brain has been recording things. I don't feel afraid of them, these white fucking assholes. Because that's what they really are. And when we don't accumulate any knowledge to get enlightenment, or we should live, at least to come to the realization, you know, we are in the genus. It means the first people. Why are we afraid of these faggots? Why? Because it means we have got learning right in this world history textbook that tells us how to live and why. They said, we are people, and tell us exactly how we should think. And I'm going to read it to you. Now, the amount of things that we are supposed to see and we are not able to see it, but we are proud with our university degrees comes to making observation and know about your existence. You're not into that. But I'll read some of this to you, and reading it, to bolster what I am telling you, that if you are out there and you don't understand that something is wrong with your brain, from your ancestors coming back from generations 100,000 years ago with these sodomite Europeans. See, they call themselves American now, and you are not American because, you see, this so-called United States Constitution. No, it's not really a constitution. In fact, it is another name. Consumption, yeah. It is a consumption, worse than consumption, maybe. All right. When we are going to church and stuff like that, this book is not a Bible that I'm telling you about. This is, and a lot of people would say, well, then it's a man write it. But look, if you're going to look for the gods to come down and write something for you, they already written it. And if you can't find it, too bad for you. I know that there are errors and misrepresentation into this world history textbook by these same faggots that you see up there in Washington. Them. If we don't know that the federal government is 100% sodomy government, if you don't know that, you're an idiot. Okay? And you're depending on how much money you're making a year and all them nice house and stuff like that you have. Those things are all right. But look, they don't come first. The knowledge supposed to come first. Seek the knowledge first. And, you know, I mean, if you have some knowledge and you earn some money and you leave out the package where if you have, you're full, well, that's all you're going to do. Have a lot of nice things and enjoy nice things until you get hold and you're dead. Then, you know, that's it. It's going to happen. So to have a nice life is not the thing that is forefront. If your life is to be good, is the knowledge about your existence come first? You even read it from their Christian Bible. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all the righteousness. Put it in the proper perspective. Basically, I see my life take that track because I don't run after money like I see other people run after money. And I run after money in the sense that I get up and work until I retire, and, you know, I don't account millions of dollars and stuff like that, right? But I tell you, I am more interested in living the right kind of life first and obtain certain internal knowledge, you know, until, you know, I'm going to get old and die, and that will be okay with me. That's what I want. What else do you want? Okay? So, when I get to know the finest of knowledge we are to have, and I have it not because anybody like catch me and coach me, is that the inspiration of my own brain tells me to look it up, see what it says, and see what you are to do with it. Right? I get to find out about 200,000 years ago, what happened? I get to find out about BC era versus AD Anno Domini era. And what is AD Anno Domini? Is the cockroach, sodomite white hominid them, that species right there, who now disclaim their own species and say they are sapiens now. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't care to know, you're not going to know. And you're going to be right up there. You know, you go to college and, you know, you have a, you know, what you call it there. You know, they can give you a good job. You know, you read the news and reporters and all that kind of stuff. And you think, oh, that is the epitome of life. That's not true. That's not true. The point is, when you are going to work for a criminal and somebody who despise your existence and tell you to live on that theirs, then you tell me. I could not envy that. I grew up into the Christian church, and now I find out things that let me do this. Read to you this, and I hope you will understand what I am after. What the reason why I'm telling you, like I said, I don't collect, I don't get collection to be on this radio. I don't ask any contribution to be on here for a few years now, right? So you think how much money I could have saved up and invest and stuff like that instead of paying them money? And now I'm not looking on that money. I'm looking on me sitting down here and talking. Now, what am I getting from sitting here and talking? I can die now because, you know what? I'd feel better. And, you know, if you don't know how to live, and know what comes first, that when you're breathing and going to bed at night, you know, that you are blessed based on what you invest your interest in. And that's my temperament. Now, when I am able, now, I don't have a lot of money, right? But I'm satisfied with my life, okay? Let what happen happen. All right. I'm kind to people. I do good for people. Right now, I am okay. I can take up this world is a textbook and handle it in a way. There's hardly anybody out there that come out of university that will do a better job. And this is one of the jobs I'm going to tell you now. Now, when I see things like Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, and I know what it means, and it's a horrible type of a thing to know that these white hominid them who bring themselves up to a higher level, right, and now want to make themselves human beings. And I've never found anybody who tell me that they know this information about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. You know, that is just a part of the evil that you're looking at, that we are not, because they would come and overtake us in Palestine and set up all kinds of bad situation. They can call us names like we are Jews and they are Gentiles. And we don't know it's not something right to be done. They cannot do it to us. No, we can't object because too much disease plague our brain and our body. And you will think that church is the ultimate thing for you to go to and praise Jesus. You don't know that the smoke, you know, you're taking in smoke instead good oxygen. Because we don't understand the European world that we know today. We think that they are somebody and we are under them. They can make up anything on Phase Law. Yeah, anything they're going to make up tomorrow, there is a whole lot of us. They just need to be clever with how they do it. They will dupe us until we are dead. You see what I mean? Now, if we can sever ourselves by knowing where we are and what is written down and make good sense, perish. Like you see what is going on here right now. They have us under their, underneath the spell, their spell. We don't know it. And if we had knowledge, knowledge is the power. We don't think that knowledge, we don't see the knowledge because we depending on the money they're going to give us for Social Security or, you know, and you're thinking about which party you are to join and all that. And those things don't belong to us Africans. All the misfortune that we have been through, it is because 100,000 years ago, they doused our brain and body with uncivilized disease. So now I'm going to read to you and hope that you hear what I'm reading. After we come to the Western world, the Western hemisphere, this occasion occurred. I'm going to read it to you. The end, and I'm telling you, I'm reading from the Glencoe National Geographic book. I am in the first chapter. And this heading says, the end of the Neolithic Age. Between 4,000 and 3,000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. While you're listening, make sure if you hear anything that covers European. And I'm drawing this to your attention because Europe is not a civilized place today. And the reason why they run out of Europe and come to America, they know why. Because why couldn't they be known as European and they are living in America? If Europe is a place that really offer them the best of what they need. We're not that smart, right? We would be smart if they didn't trick us with their disease and they didn't give us one dose of it. They never stopped giving it to us. Right? And they succeed 100,000 years ago until we come down to 509 BC. And you will know that's the day when they cut, as it were, our navel string. 590, when they scrape, they remove the king. They put their St. Peter's, the place that is called St. Peter's Basilica. You don't know. It is our place. It's not theirs. How these faggots get it? We should know, but we don't. Right? Because clearly, if we wanted to know, we would have found out. All right, I saw two of my friends in here, Jay Clarks, and I remember you because we were chat in there tonight. Listen to me. I am in, you know what? I would like to, like, have good chats with you all. But I am talking about something here. I am talking about the position we are in as African people. We are indigenous people, meaning we are a species to ourselves, right? So let me just say this. African people are a species to themselves. We were created in South Africa by two blood, and that is from species that develop on earth. And the gods that were here doing their work, came a time that they needed someone to work for them, because the people that they have were tired of doing dredging those four rivers in South Africa. And you know about the four rivers in South Africa, right? According to the Christian Bible, it's the God in the Bible that dredged them. And that would not be a physical work. It's like God of spirit, the God who begot Jesus Christ, dredged those rivers over there by the spirit. And is that true? It's just not true. We have history to prove it's not true. So if you're a Christian and you think that the God in the Bible is a real God that creates anything, you're going down a slippery slope right there, because it's just not true. It's just not true. Now, I was in church from I was boy until I'm like 62 years of age before I begin to read and find things out. Now, I couldn't like put down what the information that is telling me something that makes sense to me. More sense to me. All right, so now I'm at a point to show you that we leave Africa, some of us, Chinese, Indians, and more of us, left Africa 100,000 years ago, and you can find it in the history textbook, okay? And we came to the Western Hemisphere when nobody was here, because at that time, these hominid white people, they are up there in Europe. And it is the time when we were leaving up there 100,000 years ago, they attack us. Okay? And it is the time when they being apes. They are a species that come from ape. The way they have us now, they can tell us anything and we accept it because we are mentally retarded since 100,000 years ago. And there is not much we are able to do for ourselves besides they rule over us. All of the business and stuff like that I see these white people have. They have it because we are no good to ourselves since they spit out their disease on us. We never have disease. Okay? If you think you are disease, you don't know who created you. We developed in Africa 200,000 years ago, right? And after the first 100,000 years ago, in the second 200,000 years, we leave and come into the Western Hemisphere when nobody settled anywhere here. We are indigenous, the first people. So there is nothing out there for you to reckon with. So if you don't know in the beginning, like you read about in the beginning in the Bible, you got to know about how a beginning in the world is a textbook. This is not a Bible now that I'm talking about. It's a world, it's a textbook. Is telling us exactly the practical things about our lives. So if you are out there in the Christian stuff and things like that, you're really far away from knowing exactly our creation. Our creation is with two blood. We are hybrid human beings. These European people is who set us up with the Bible and talk about talking serpents and stuff like that. All that Holy Ghost, hoota ba 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 ba, shada ba ba ba, shika da ba hip. All those things are brain decay that we are going through. There is no such a thing as no talking serpent or any Holy Ghost and all that. We were created under a different purpose. Those things are not true, 100%. Let me read to you now, when we came to the Western Hemisphere, how things progress since 100,000 years ago. All right, here it begins. The end of the Neolithic age, between 4,000 and 3,000 BC, new developments, mean by us, not by Europeans. Yes? New developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over the environment and its resources. This is serious stuff when you hear them. It represents us. After we come to the Western Hemisphere. Even before 400 BC, craftspeople, mean us, not them, had discovered that the heating of metal-bearing rocks, they could turn the metal to liquid. The liquid metal could then be cast in molds to make tools and weapons. Copper was the first metal to be used in making tools. Now, think about these things that I'm reading here. This is not Bible. This is actual history, telling us about the time, the date, and stuff like that. And you will notice that no European will come to America and talk about they are American. They don't belong to us. And what I am reading, you will never find them as European in this book. They call themselves something else. And that's what they've been using on us right now. It's calling themselves something else while they strip our character and call us, look at us as idiots whilst they are really, really taking every single thing that we own from us. So it goes on. Copper was the first metal to be used in making tools. After 4000 BC, craftspeople in Western Asia discovered that the combination of copper and tin created bronze, a metal far harder and more durable than copper, even after the introduction of bronze. People continue to use stone tools and weapons. Nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze, historian to speak of a bronze age from around 3000 to 1200 BC. The Neolithic age was drawing to a close, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. At first, Neolithic settlement had been hardly more than villages, as the inhabitants mastered the art of farming. They gradually began to develop more complex societies. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. And the reason why they were building these walled cities, it is because of these Sodomite Europeans. They followed us come into the West after they were able to speak properly. It is our institution they learn to speak from. Because remember, they are 3 to 4 million in development, okay? And they couldn't talk when they were passing off their disease on us. They were not talking. No, 100,000 years ago, no. These, what we call white people, they're not really white people, okay? So it went on to say here, by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. You get that? Yes. Here we come. It says, this would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. It's talking about us who come to the Western world, not anybody else. Okay? So we go to the emergence of civilization, and you listen to this, and the exclusion of Europeans is clear in this book, the textbook here. This is not Bible. Listen to what it's going to tell you. In general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen, early human beings formed, yes, formed small groups that develop a simple culture, able them to survive. As human societies grew and became more complex, a new form of human existence called civilization. Yes? A new form of human existence called civilization. So it is showing you our development since we came from Africa into the Western Hemisphere. A civilization is a complex culture in which large numbers of human beings share a number of common elements. It's a human beings, it don't say Europeans. Okay? It doesn't include them. Historians have identified the basic characteristics of civilizations. 6 of the most important characteristics are cities, government, religion, social structure, written. Yes, social structure, writing, and heart. Now, we go on to the rise of cities. The rise of cities. Cities are one of the chief feature of civilizations. The first civilization developed in river valleys, where people could carry on the large-scale farming that was needed to feed large populations. Although farming practices varied from civilization to civilization. In each civilization, a significant part of the population lived in cities. New pattern of living soon emerged. We're going now to the growth of government. It says growth of government. It is not something new. And like I say, we come from Africa with kingship government over us. Okay? So here we are in the Western Hemisphere. We were not here without government jurisdiction. We are under jurisdiction. Where is that jurisdiction now? It happens now that the disease that we get from them, we were not able to carry on and execute our own government, starting with Africa. Africa turned Christianity now, isn't that? Or confused right now. All right? So it says here, the growth of government, growing numbers of people, the need to maintain the food supply, and the need to build walls for defense soon led to the growth of government. I mean, the government that we come here with will increase. Government organize and regulate human activity. They also provide for smooth interaction between individuals and groups. In the first civilization, governments were led by rulers, usually kings and queens, who rule a kingdom, who organize armies, protect their to protect their populations, and made laws to regulate their subjects' lives. All right. Now, it comes back to this. The role of religion is very important. It's very important. The role of religion is very important. Listen to what this says. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be critical to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervise rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed to be, claimed that their power was based on divine approval. Some rulers claimed to be divine. And it goes on into a new social structure. And it goes on to tell what this structure is like. I'm not going to go any further right now. I'm going to just leave that with you so you understand what we have. And when we come to the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. Where do they come from in the life of the African ethnic people? Where does Pope come from? It comes from when they throw disease into our blood system 100,000 years ago. That's where it comes from. Where they came from being hominid species and eventually came and crossed up with our species. The story is here that explains everything. Okay? Important for us to know to get away from this church stuff. If you want to stay there in the church, you're not staying in the position of an indigenous person. You're not an hybrid. And you being an hybrid and you're over there following these white people or these white sodomites, hominids, you want to follow them, it's up to you. But I'm telling you, you're in the wrong place. Okay? And there is no time to be in that wrong place. Let's see what she, this lady is saying to me here. Really? Only one God? Now, I don't know wait a minute, there was somebody, let me see, I thought my friend was here, he left. Okay. All right. So here what Jay So wait a minute now. What she was here? All right. So she was here, she left and she came back. Okay. So all right. So so I guess Jay Clarks is still here with me then. All right. So she's talking about one God. Listen. One God, you don't get one God from our own history. You get it from a Bible. You think the white people, you're not convinced that European wrote the Bible and talk about talking serpent. You know, all these ridiculous things about Jesus and his father. How do you get a God to begot a son when he's a spirit? And where did he perform that? Where in the Bible can you show that? Come on, come on, come on, sis. Come on, let me tell you something. We are all converted into the church doctrine, like me, my parents. But if you don't really come in contact with reading information that is passed on down to us, like Sumerian, Mesopotamian. And that's what I was reading a while ago about the Mesopotamian, the Egyptian, India, and China. These are places of civilization, not Europe. So how we and Europe come to mingle together, You need to show that. And how are you going to know when to turn back from a way that you're traveling? Because it's not the right way. You have got to see that you're going the wrong way. European and us don't belong together. They are a different species. And if you don't know that, you're out. Saying, really, one God. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. There is only one true God. Where you get him from? Tell me, where do you read in plausible history Because the Bible is not a history book, you know. You know? You're talking about a true God who the Bible says is perfect and he's all-knowing. But yet, he never wanted Jesus to die for your sin. If you really had sinned, God didn't want his son to die for your sin. He was willing to make us perish. And Jesus himself, in Matthew 26, never wanted to die and leave the disciple them one place and go about three times and go ask him, Father, if you don't make him dead for our sin. So you're not reading properly. Jesus never come set no foot on this world. If he exists, he never come on this world, because no place in the Bible will affirm that Jesus lived on this earth. And those things that are written in the Bible, you cannot find any place to say a person who lived on this earth and gone away again did write these things that they're saying about Jesus. These are sodomite white people, them writing those kind of stuff to turn us idiots. That's what is happening. You say, the true God, the others are demons. You have it backwards. What is Elohim? Elohim is not one God. It's a plural in proper Hebrews. Right? So you have it the other way around. You know, Jesus is bringing you demons. If you believe in Jesus, you have demons in you, because it's not true. Jesus Christmas is not true. And Easter is nothing civilized at all. You know, otherwise, you can prove it to me. Okay. So what is the name of God? What do you mean by my God? You're talking about you're making all wrong selections in what you believe. Stop believing and begin to use your knowledge. When you went to school, it was not about believing anything. How about that? When you went to school, it was not about believing anything, was it? You wouldn't have learned anything, because you could sit at home and just believe everything, and you would not have learned to read. Knowledge is what you need. And knowledge is what you use every day, but you make the Bible spoil your thinking to think that, you know, is when you believe the thing is right. And God, one God of the Bible is a sodomite book, because no Adam and Eve exist for real the way the Bible is telling us. So you can sit there and believe all you want and think, you know, those things are telling you thing. European, leave Europe and they come to America. And what they call themselves? They don't call themselves European when they come to America. No! They call themselves American. Do you think that is right and push you into the dirt as an African? They are here because they invade us. Started from Rome, come all the way around to Palestine, come all the way up to America. That's what they do. They are criminals. And they want us to live dumb. That's the reason why, as a Christian, you will always be dumb. And don't know. Because you don't know, you don't understand the difference between knowledge and belief. And so, here you go, reading those things in the Bible that these white people put there, and they are the talking serpent, these white hominids. You got to know them as their own species. You are a different species from these white hominids. They are hominids. Do you know what primates are? That's where they come from. Monkeys. And they're the ones who convert themselves and becoming like they are human beings when they are a different species from us. If you don't learn and make distinction as to what is true from what is false, you're going to die. And I tell you what, there is no heaven for you to get. You were created to work. And if you don't understand that, read even the Bible that they use, trying to fool us. Talk some little things that may be true, or true, but they're going to turn you off into their foolishness. Those folks are not civilized people, no matter what you say they do. And they are working us out of our own senses where we don't know who we are. You have to start reading right. You have to start knowing when you find a road leading you in the wrong way. Otherwise, you're not reading properly. So, this is all I have to say to you. And what is he, what has he done? See what I mean? We don't have in our history this book that I have inside in my hand here is Glencoe World History, Spilvergel National Geographic. This book represents historical times. But we Africans have our Sumerian that come from back there in Mesopotamia. That's where our history come from. You don't have any business using Christian Bible to be your guide. That's what these dumb European come to make us do. And that's what you are under. These dumb white Europeans. They are faggots. They are homosexuals. Get out from them if you don't know. I'm telling you to read, though. I'm not telling you my own words. I'm telling you what you must read and find out, because if you read Genesis 1, 2, and 3, you'll find out you don't have no God that you call in a true God. A true God that say he loved mankind, for he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He is like a man who go and search for his sheep that is lost, okay, and bring it on home. Why, when Adam and Eve, according to them, was lost, why is it, did God not reconcile Adam and Eve? He didn't do that. No, of course not. Of course not. No, all of these contradictions pile up, and we can't see it because we are blind. We are blind. And so, I say enough about that, and because I say enough about that, it seems like my companies are going to leave me. I alone here right now. I will now go to this section, and before I go to that, let me play a little melody here. Go on telling on the mountain. I'm here, and I had two visitors came in and listen, and they spend their time, and they're gone. Now, I know I am a lot more sensitive to a lot of people concerning what I'm talking about, but coherently, I've not found anything in all that I have learned, I have not found anything to substitute what I have found that is sound enough for my brain. Right? Now, what happened is, somebody may say, but how do you know you're right? Well, I know when I am right based on what I have read. I am dealing with word science process. It's always a word that comes up that leads us to something else, another word. So I know when I'm right, when I search and find out the word and the definitions and the context in which I am talking. I know I'm right by that because the word is self-explanatory when you follow the rule of how you use the language. Okay? And so a person is going to run all about when they don't find the actual way or to use the words they are handling. Okay, so it is for me that they are the days of my struggles and the time when I begin to realize and when I utilize certain words carry out a certain type of order in what I say, somebody else, they can try to see if I'm right. They will always find out that I am right. And I am not just trying to elevate myself. But if I'm trying to elevate myself and I'm using words, what does anybody want with my word except to know that I'm making sense? If you cannot disprove that I am making sense, you don't throw stone at me. You know, try to find a way to know whether or not it's right or wrong. I mean, how you get this and stuff like that. Let's deal with it. All right. Let's get to this now. I play me the tune, right? There's another tune here. There's another tune here. Johnny Nash. Wednesday, I can see terminal. It is somewhere, yeah. Yes, Johnny Nash. Here's Johnny Nash. Play that for you too.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone.
Okay, let's get on with the handing of this Torah now. Here I have to tell you about the truth of Elohim God's civilization. No longer hidden. Human kingship be recognized. That's all you got to do. You know, this world here, these Europeans find a way to corrupt the real people by using their disease. And look, we have to discover what our problem is, because we do have a problem. And if we don't want to know, right? I mean, they'll soon throw you in the grave and you didn't want to know, because your spirit will live on if you're an African with blood. If you are an hybrid person, you have two kind of blood inside of you that make you up a person. And if you are deceived and you're going in a different way than you should go, well, you perish. Because all those lies that they're telling in the Bible and promising you this and promising you that, it's a lie. You are not going to get to that spiritual satisfaction if you follow Christianity. Christianity is an establishment that comes from homosexuals. They are the ones that invented Christianity. And if you don't open up to understand that and you believe in some Satan, devil, and stuff like that, you've gone totally out of your way, and you can do anything vile like them. Because Christianity is just something that they made up, because they cannot stand spiritual people, indigenous people. They can't stand it. So that's what is going on out there. So I'll leave you with that. So hear this now. Truth, the truth of the Elohim gods, civilization, no longer hidden. It's not hidden now, because light has been shedding and showing on us. We are learning what happened. We don't need to follow these folks. We need to tell them to get out of our territories, because we are living under them. Don't you see? We're living under them. And we are the ones that hone completely what our gods left for us to enjoy. We can't enjoy because of these sodomites. So we cannot tell them to leave, because we believe all the lies that they tell. And we believe them. And you don't see anything wrong with them writing laws to kill us. 1220 AD. Go look it up. And they would behave like they didn't do anything. They're controlling us with it, though. Listen what they have done to us. And we still follow in the church. We don't make church. We are not a part of church. We stray away when we go on the church. It's not for us. Listen. Counting the dead, estimating the loss of life in indigenous Holocaust where they kill us. 1492 presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston downtown. During the past century, researchers I've learned a great deal about the nature and scope of what Russell Thornton has called the demographic collapse of the indigenous population in the Western Hemisphere after 1492. You understand that? At least I'm reading a little better sometimes now. As David Stannard has explained, the almost conceivable number of deaths caused by the invasion and conquest of these lands, our lands, by Europeans and their descendants to constitute the worst human holocaust the world had ever witnessed. Scholars have long had reliable information on the size of the indigenous population in this hemisphere, and this country at its nadir around the turn of the 20th century and in the recent decades, investigators have developed a range of estimates of the native population in the Western Hemisphere before 1492. Researchers have also amassed considerable knowledge about the role of disease, wars, genocide, genocidal violence, enslavement, forced relocations, the destruction of food sources, devastation, the devastation of ways of life, declining birth rate, and other factors in the indigenous holocaust. This paper draws on the work of Russell Thornton, David Stannard, and other scholars in count the dead, that is, in developing information on reasonable, if not rough, estimates of the total loss of indigenous lives caused by colonialism. You hear that? The cost of life is caused by colonialism. colonialism in the Western Hemisphere and in what is today the United States of America. I mean, friends, if you're listening to this, this is comment that you can't duck. This is nothing that is lying to you. And if you're in confusion, this is something that will definitely help to straighten out your thinking, help you to find the right way to think and live your life. Although this analysis is inevitably grim and sad and saddening, there is much to be gained by understanding the most sustained loss of life in human history, both for people living today and for future generations. U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranches and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious governmental. Remember this. We are under a government long before these idiots come here and invading and won't go home. Okay? They come here and they didn't come with no church, but now they have church. They come with church and come with government. See what they did with, what's his name there? I'm talking about Mandela. See what they did with him? Where did they come from? They come from Europe. And if you know what Europe is, it's not a civilized place. And they who settled Europe is them who come from Africa. They were not civilized in no kind of way. They are apes origin. Okay, so see, they now say they have church, they have all kind of different things, and we are here turning fool. We can't read well, and we'll take the Bible and try to knock and all that. Don't make any sense. Can't help that. So that's all the things they do to destroy our civilized kingship system. My friends, may you be blessed and take good care of yourself. I'll play Hero. Where is Hero? Yes? Mariah Carey. Hero.
Finally see